I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I love that tune. That Julia Michaels, she's got a new song called like "If All I Wish All Your Exes Were Dead" or something like that. Yeah. That's, I love that tune. I always had that in my head all weekend. And you know what the other song was that I had in my head all weekend? Omaha Hotel.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
He made it happen. Look at that. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you?
This morning, I realized.
Why the hell was that in your head?
Because you put it there.
But out of nowhere, over the weekend, I mean, I haven't played.
I know. When I woke up this morning, I was like brushing my teeth going, oh, and I'm like, stop doing that,
I made it happen.
Damn it, Bryn.
And I hope,
stop trying to make
I hope a bunch
happen.
Of listeners out there are singing this song in their head all the time,
great.
Too.
Now I got to find another state to promote. Super.
I'll mix it up
you
a
need
little
to,
bit.
We need to. No, just don't play somewhere that other one. That other one's stupid. America. This is the one.
Come on, don't say that.
You know it's true. You know you're only doing it to annoy us.
I love it. It's cute.
You don't love it.
I want to go to Omaha Hotel now, where she spent the night.
Stuck in my head. Oh, oy.
Great.
Singing it while I'm brushing my teeth. Oh,
that's
come
so
on,
random.
Man. I know. That song. Oh,
my job is done.
But the other one, though, the Julia Michaels one, I just love that song. Mm-hmm. I love like some of the melodic choices that she made. Oh, well, the only girl that's ever been in your bed. It's a good one. All right, so trash is brought to us by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You'll find more info on videos and stories we reported. We throw stuff up all day as we're saying it. Like if you want more info or you want to, you know, check the link or whatever, we put it up there. You might even catch a live happy hour, or should I say, the first 5 minutes of a live happy hour before it migrates over onto YouTube. I'm going to start with Bill Gates. Now, I've had my eyes peeled for stories about Bill and Melinda Gates. They're breaking up and, you know, what the hell is going on there kind of thing. The headline on this one is Bill Gates pursued women at work and hooked up with at least one of them.
Oh.
So it turns out he had a history of going after female coworkers. The New York Times reported on a couple times he hit on employees, and mostly he came up empty. One time.
Really?
Yes.
You know what's
well,
so weird is I didn't expect it to come out, but in the back of my mind, I definitely, because I read something where basically they had a loveless marriage, and I don't know if that, I'm assuming that happened over time, right? You know, you grow apart, as they say.
Sure.
But there must have been more to it than even that, in my opinion.
Right.
And what my opinion was is super nerd gets buku bucks and can have anything he wants.
Right.
There's the gist of a broken marriage right there. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. But in my head, that's what I thought was, oh, he's scoring right and left like he never has. And his poor wife sitting there going, I'm right here.
Yeah. Or she was like, no, go ahead. This is great. I'm just so busy spending the money over
maybe.
Here. Like, who knows? Who
yeah,
the
yeah,
hell
yeah,
knows,
maybe.
Right?
And all look, this is the first time I've said it out loud. I actually thought this a week ago.
Right.
So It's whatever happened, I don't know. Tell me.
Well, and listen, this is only what they've found, and these are pretty random examples that they've brought up here. I mean, this is a guy who, like you said, he's got all the money in the world. He really can have anything he wants. If he wants to call Leo DiCaprio, can I come and hang out on your hot model boat for a couple of days? Sure, come on over, Bill. It'll just cost you a small donation to my conservation organization.
There you go.
Gone at how much do you want? $12 billion. That is fair. So one time, this according to the New York Times, one time he was watching a presentation and one of his female employees was part of this presentation, and he emailed her a dinner invitation. He said, if this makes you uncomfortable, pretend it never happened. And she ghosted him.
Giggity, giggity.
Thank you. There was actually no giggity involved in that one. Another time he asked out a woman who worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. She laughed it off to avoid answering. You're adorable.
Good one, married guy.
Your wife's right there.
Right.
I'm going to. However, the Times did say, as they were talking to people and trying to find a story, he was never predatory or creepy about it, and he didn't abuse his power or retaliate against anybody who refused to date him, the married guy.
Well, the dating at work thing is what a lot of grown-ups end up having to do. So
yeah,
I'm not really surprised that he's doing that, because, of course, everyone knows Melinda. Bill.
Yeah.
Duh. But, you know, that said... It'd be hard to find a workplace where someone didn't meet someone in their workplace and end up together.
You're there. You're working closely with people. You know, you're also bored because you're at work. So, you're having all your little thoughts.
I get it. It's frowned upon.
Absolutely.
But,
it also happens.
And I'm not trying to, I'm not dating people at work.
Luckily, we've never been in a position where we've had to, you have, actually. You could have dated people at work, but I've been married my whole career.
But I get it, is the point. I understand that's what often adults do. They date from people they work with.
Nikki, you ever date anybody you worked with?
No. Here we go. I mean, I always worked with women.
To lie.
So, yeah.
And you don't date women, is that?
No. Well, because I always
on record,
and then I worked with kids. So,
oh yeah, don't date kids. That's
no.
never.
Oh,
it's really frowned upon.
Yes,
true.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't date kids, Coco. Yeah. Hey, Coco, I have something for you. I just want to share real quick, and then we'll get back to Bill Gates.
Okay.
So over the weekend, my wife listened to The Secret Show,
and she was like, "You guys sounded going."
Did Sarah already tell you?
No,
I don't know about this.
No.
Oh,
I think I know
what topic.
About
Kukui, right?
Yes.
Kukui.
Oh, well, that thing, right? I thought it was about the foot thing. I thought it was
going to
be
No.
So my wife goes, you and Sarah are the biggest Stephen King fans on earth, and you don't remember the Kukui being in The Outsider? And I go, no. And she's like, yeah, that's when the girl sits everybody down and starts explaining this mythical bad guy. She calls it the Kukui. And I'm like...
But did you? I still don't even really remember it.
Yeah, I don't remember it either. But that was definitely, she picked it out immediately and was all, you guys, I can't believe both you and Sarah.
I know.
And I went, I don't know. Yeah.
It's like the boogeyman.
No, yeah. I understand. Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's just, you actually were right in our face with
right, telling us it. And
smacking
it
our
neither
forehead,
one of us had a bell rung in our in our heads over it.
I think your faces were hilarious when I said that. You're just like, okay, I might, never mind.
I would have sworn I'd never heard of it before,
right.
But apparently I read a whole book about it.
What does that mean?
Anyway, back to Bill and Melinda Gates, Bill Gates and his dating practices. Sorry.
All right, so basically people would just laugh or just ghost him. However, the Wall Street Journal is saying, Bill did have an affair with a Microsoft engineer that lasted for years. And it's actually the reason that he stepped down from Microsoft's board. He was involved with someone. Bill's rep said, yeah, he had an affair 20 years ago. It had no role in his decision to step down. Okay, really? Maybe. Maybe it didn't. Clearly, he was able to keep some separation from everything. His marriage, his work, all the stuff. As they're digging, because when you're Bill and Melinda Gates, it's big news that you're breaking up. And there have been a few interesting things. But this, I don't know. I mean, I guess of course, the papers are following that and we'll report it too, but it's, I don't know, nothing super crazy yet.
Well, I mean, that's pretty crazy. He was having an affair with a Microsoft employee when the whole time there's Melinda.
Yeah. It's, you know,
but
20,
I,
20
you know,
years ago.
I don't know what's between them. I don't know if they ever
an
had
agreement,
a,
I guess.
An successful sex life, you know, relationship sort of thing, and it dwindled as time went by. I don't know. You don't.
Well, if you define successful by they procreated, they do have three kids. And as we talked about a couple weeks ago when this all started to break, as soon as the one turned 18, they were like, that's it for us. Youngest one.
People's motivations for getting married are often extremely weird. And if you talk to people and ask them, you know, start questioning them, just the simple stump look on their face.
Right.
You can't pull, like, you almost, you're like, what?
And people change, though. You know, may, you know, I'm sure they were in love at one point, right? I mean, I want to hope
that's
that
what I'm saying. Not always. Some, I've definitely heard a lady who I was questioning say, I thought it was just the next thing I needed to do. And that's who I was with, so that when I was asked, of course I was like, oh, right, okay, let's go.
That's what we do.
And I went, but shouldn't you feel driven to that? Not like simply, you know, well, he asked.
And we're together.
What? I think that question involves a lot more deep thought than your, but
it
you know,
should.
Everybody gets to do what they want, right?
Right, it should, but everybody has that, you know, when I'm 24, I'm going
to
get married. By the time
like
I'm 26, I'll have
the,
a couple kids or whatever.
Yes.
Sure.
Here's how I've planned my life.
So
you're
you
the person
him.
In place.
I'm 24. I guess I'll get, I don't like him that much, but, you know, I am
he's
that age.
He's not bad. He's all right.
He's
fine.
All right. He doesn't seem like a murderer
It'll be
or anything.
Fine.
So.
It'll be fine.
That's a low bar.
Right.
Yeah. That's certainly, you know, if you're going to have a bar and it's going to be low, murderer should be
right.
below the bar.
Definitely exclude the murderers.
Keep the murderers.
A giant
out.
Percentage of our population can clear that bar, so sure.
It's great.
Well, hopefully.
Let's hope. Right. You don't know. You never know. Where are the bodies, you know?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have box office.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan.
Morgan's the best.
I actually have box office news.
All right.
All right.
Which is weird. The big winner made $8 million. It's the Saw franchise installment. I don't know if this is going to be the final one. They, you know, 10 years ago they were saying this was the last one. And then Chris Rock was like, you know, I got an idea about this. So it debuted with $8.7 million. Angelina Jolie, it's called Saw Spiral. Oh, here it is. Spiral from the Book of Saw. That's the name of it.
What does Angelina Jolie have to do with it?
Angelina Jolie's movie tanked.
Oh,
by comparison.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So he beat her. Angelina Jolie has a movie called Those Who Wish Me Dead. That's a weird one to make. That made about just under $3 million. So look, people are going to the movies in just fractional numbers compared to what they used to go.
Well,
it's going to be a long
time. I
don't
know that all movie theaters. sorry, that word. Speaking of bars to get over.
You did great. Theaters.
All right. Anyway, I don't know. Are they open full capacity or are we still in a, you know, percentage room?
I'm going to guess we're in a percentage room. It was in 2,800 theaters. So lots of theaters are open, but you're right. Maybe they're at 20% or whatever. And maybe they're selling out their capacity. Or
yeah, I bet that that's happening. So whatever. I'm glad to see things. Look, the news is all good right now. We feel seeing things open back up is wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. It felt like it felt super normal. Saturday was just fun. People showed up and didn't even just showing up. Like I'm kind of used to like we had a bubble through the pandemic where everybody would have a mask on. They'd come to your house and then we'd all sort of go, how's everyone feeling? And then masks would come off and we'd all make out. So,
nice.
You know, we took some chances, but we made it through.
Speaking of Angelina Jolie, though, you know, she's in one of my favorite movie series. and you can't recognize her at all. And so it's very strange that she's listed as the voice of the tiger in yes. Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you can't, I don't get her from that at all. And any of them, never once do I even hear slight like inflection where I go, oh, there she is.
Yeah.
So they just, they did something to her voice to
is generic. She, does she tigerish?
No, there's nothing. I mean, I'll tell you, that is Jack Black's like absolute best work of all time.
I've only seen the first one, and I
they're
remember
so freaking
liking
good.
It very much. Yes.
They're so funny and so freaking good, but they're so him. Like, you can't even give him right. an Oscar because it's just, it's that role's just him.
Here's an Oscar for being you.
For being you. Like, it's so, they're so perfect. Anyway, sorry. No, what came
and
in
back,
third?
Back to Mask. No, nothing. I mean, that was, I think what came in second wasn't even the Angelina Jolie thing. I think she was down on the bottom. That Wrath of Man was number two.
Ah.
Do you want to hear her as Tigress?
Sure, yeah.
What are you doing here?
Kai attacked the valley. He's taken every master in China, including Shifu and the others. It's all gone, Po. Everything. Everyone.
Everyone?
Oh, that's pretty good.
No, they're
that's,
great. I
that's
just
some
don't,
good,
does
that's
that
some
sound
good,
like her? I don't, I guess I just.
No, not, I would never pick that out of a lineup. Absolutely right. not. But, you know, that's some solid.
They're so
acting.
Good. Oh, my God. If you haven't seen the Kung Fu Panda 1, 2, and 3, they're perfect.
We were talking about masks and whether or not we're wearing them. Some people just still are refusing, hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Schroeder, the Silver Spoons guy. He threw a fit at a Costco in Southern California.
Why aren't you letting me in?
Because in the state of California, in the county of Los Angeles,
and
there has
Costco.
Been no... And Costco, there has been no change
yes,
to our
has
mask
been.
Policy.
Nationwide Costco has said you don't wear, need to wear a mask.
Actually, that's not accurate.
What is accurate?
The mandate in California has not changed. There does seem to be the possibility that in June, that's a date that... California, I know.
Or if they allow
at.
Us, if they grant us that, our kings, the people in power, you're going to listen
oh
to these
my
people?
God.
Well, I know
they've destroyed our economy.
Well,
they're
sir,
destroying
they're
our
here. Why are
they're
you doing that
state.
In the doorway of a Costco? What is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Jesus
Meanwhile, people
Christ.
Are just in and out of the building, all happily wearing their masks, and here's Ricky Schroeder yelling at some supervisors.
It's almost done. I'll finish this off.
And you're just going to listen to their rules.
What we are going to do is simply follow the guidelines.
Okay. I'm getting my refund from Costco. I suggest everybody in California get their refund from Costco. Give up your membership to Costco until they remove this. No, thanks.
Oh.
No,
okay,
I
we'll
like their
check
gas
back
prices.
In. Yeah, I just really, honestly.
Yeah, I'll follow you, Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky.
I feel bad for those workers.
They
just didn't
honestly,
ask for this.
They're just
come on.
Just follow the rules. Is it so difficult? I'm sorry, are our kings and overlords so oppressive? You can't just stick on a freaking mask. Just do it. You'll live. Please just take it. Just bend over and take it. The kings want to give it to you.
Oh, boy. All right, you know what? I'll tell you something. That... Costco worker handled that gracefully.
It's a long clip, actually, Vinny, and he
is tell you
very patient.
It's extremely difficult not to get sucked into crap.
Ooh.
It really is. Like, I mean, that's a situation where, you know, I don't know what that dude's deal is, but he could have easily been like, you know what? We're both going to take our masks off and step over here into the parking lot, and I'm going to show you what's what, you son of a... You know what I mean? Like, that's... You're going to talk to me
patient.
Like this at my work? I'm
he
stuck here, dude.
Right.
I'm telling you the rule.
I don't want to argue with the Silver Spoons guy, all right?
I'm you're, glad you're
your
rich
name,
enough
you're
that you don't have to go to work every day. But guess what? I got to be here. How about you leave? Jesus.
Exactly. And listen, there is still a mask mandate in California. And even if there wasn't, it is still Costco's right to say, we want you to wear masks. It's their right. You also have rights, and they include... not going in there.
You know, I do think, and this is, I was talking to, I went and got a tattoo like 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
and you're there for 4 hours. So Grime and I talked a lot for 4 hours straight.
That's your tattoo, guys. That's not right. Elon's girlfriend.
No. Right. This is, he's very famous in the tattoo world. But anyway, we're talking about this. And I honestly, not to excuse Ricky or any of the other lunatics, but I do think this situation has broken a lot of people. Mm. And so I don't want to excuse his behavior or anybody else's, but I think that we're dealing with extremely broken, you know, insides. Like almost everybody has had some kind of weird reaction to this.
Sure.
Not that, and I don't want to excuse that, but
no.
It's
well,
hard.
I don't, you know, right. Don't honestly, in general, just avoid fighting with people who are just at their jobs trying to do them. Just, you know, just don't be a dick. I guess.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
Yep. That's actually great.
Was that
solid advice.
That was Jack, wasn't it?
I have that saved. I'm not even sure who says that.
It's Jack Nicholson.
It sounds like him.
It does. All right, that's it. What's coming up, Vinny?
I have a ton of stuff. So there were a couple stories I missed last week, including the massage therapist that was doing the Ohio State football team.
Oh, my.
And
what
weird
fun.
Things you've caught your roommate doing, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.